ABC Radio Darwin.
I'm Harry March. He's taken over North Creek Station.
Where'd you get your black stock from?
Oh, no. We're all equal here. All equal in the eyes of the Lord.
Come on, you little bastard! Ah! You run away, I'll shoot you for desertion.
Now you give me that boy you're hiding.
Sorry, sir. There's been a shooting.
We gonna catch this murder?
Yes, boss.
When?
Real soon, boss.
I'm not going back. I know he's here somewhere. I'm gonna get him.
Sam! Coming for you. It won't be long.
Why did you run, Mr. Kelly?
I shot a white fella.
It's been one of the most anticipated films in the Northern Territory for the last year or so. It's the new one from Warwick Thornton. It's opened and people have started to see it in the Northern Territory. And we're lucky enough to catch the bloke himself, Warwick Thornton, joining us this morning on ABC Radio Darwin. Warwick, good morning to you.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
It's not a comedy, is it?
Nah, but I'll leave the comedies to someone else who's got nothing to say.
It's got a great feel to it. It's got a really languid style to it, and it's got some great characters in amongst it. I have to say, when I first was watching it, it reminded me a lot of some of the great westerns that started that way, maybe even back to the 50s and 60s, where you see those wide open spaces and horsemen in the distance and all that sort of stuff. Was there a little bit of western in your mind when you were shooting it?
Yeah, totally. It's, the territory and the Kimberleys is kind of like, you know, the frontier, and it's always been a western, except, you know, the cowboys now have mobiles. absolutely. And you need to, I've watched a lot of westerns in my life and I've enjoyed them, so that's kind of the basis of it, really. Yeah.
We've obviously seen you do incredibly well with Samson and Delilah, and you've obviously been working on other projects up until Sweet Country. But it seems to me that there's a little bit more of Warwick Thornton in this film than maybe we've seen before. It seems like something that you've wanted to do for a long time and bring yourself to it a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every director wants to make a western in their lifespan. But, you know, it's when I read the script, because two friends of mine wrote it, Territory Men, and kind of when I read it, it was just like, it made me sad, it made me angry, it made me really, really happy, it empowered me, it made me really proud, and, you know, all those reasons that you want to make a movie were actually in the script, so it was like, this is perfect for me. And it's been a while since Samson and Delilah. But, yeah, and, you know, I grew up in Alice Springs, my family at Cadage from, you know, up near Barra Creek. So when I was reading the script, I was going, yeah, we could shoot that there, we'll shoot that there, we'll shoot that there, because, you know, I know that Central Australia pretty good. So it was nice. It was nice to just recognise landscape and make sure that the landscape actually has a character in the film.
So while you were reading the first drafts of the script, you were picturing the exact places in your mind?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, because, you know, I knew we were going to shoot it in Alice Springs, and, you know, we shot it in November, December, so it was hot and horrible, but, you know. We knew that, so we just drank lots of water and hardened up. It was fun.
How did those soft old Southerners go with it? Brian Brown and Sam Neill and the like.
They were good. No, they were good. You know, Brian and Sam were old leather boots. You know, they soldier on.
There's a confidence in the performances. They are not. I don't quite know how to say it. They're not big performances. They're sort of internalised performances, but the strength of Sam Neill and Brian Brown in amongst some of those other players, and Gibson John is extraordinary, by the way, but those two old schoolers, as you say, the tough as old boots, bring something to it that's got a richness to it that I don't think you would have got with other cars.
No, absolutely. When I read the film, I instantly had those two in mind. And, you know, Brian's an old friend. You know, I've known him for a long time. And I never knew Sam, so I rang Brian and said, I want you to be in this movie, have a read. And you reckon, yeah, no worries. And then with Sam, it went to his agent. And they both had films to do around the same time. After reading the script, they both went, this is awesome, Locke. You know, this is fantastic. It's a fantastic movie, a fantastic idea. And they actually changed the dates of other people's movies, like big American movies, so that they could slot this one in, which was really, really awesome, you know, really, really empowering that they believed in it just as much as me.
I must admit that when I was watching Sam Neill, I was like, is this really the guy that was in Hunt for Red October?
Yeah, You're waiting for a dinosaur to run across the background or something.
A bit of Jurassic Park work. Warwick Thornton's with us on ABC Radio talking about Sweet Country. You're probably starting to see it, and if you haven't, it's well worth it. There is a little bit of a tick that comes up just in the very first seconds of being part of this, and that is when you see the line screen territory come up on the black screen at the start. They helped fund it. They obviously helped you along the way over many years. Now it's done incredibly well. Like, it's been to Venice and Toronto and all these sorts of places where it's doing incredibly well. And there was a little bit of Oscar nomination stuff floating around. You're thinking, oh, well, maybe it's going to go huge.
Yeah, well, that's next year, because it hasn't been... It's released in North America in 2 months. So it can't get recognised or nominated for this set of Oscars. It'll be next year.
So you've got a long run for it to get some pace up before the Oscars.
Yeah, totally.
The point I'm wondering about, though, is that when you put screen territory on the front, when it's in front of an international audience, how many people are recognising that there is something going on in the Northern Territory in the world of film?
I don't know, but it's there, you know. So it's through all the festivals. It's been, you know, it won major award at Venice, and then it won Best Film in Toronto, and, you know, the Best Film for the whole, you know, 50 countries, Asia Pacific Awards. And so every time it's screened, you know, these people are seeing it. And, you know, so we're talking at the moment, we're talking festivals. So we're talking other filmmakers are seeing screen territory, and not just little filmmakers like me, but, you know, big mega filmmakers are seeing screen territory. They're seeing the landscape and they're going, well, maybe I'll come and shoot a film there.
I think you are pretty mega. I think you're selling yourself under, yeah. Warwick.
Always, you know, that's a territory way, isn't it? You chop your own legs off.
You obviously screened in Alice Springs. It must have been a nice moment for Alice Springs. I'm going to play you some stuff. This is people coming out after seeing Sweet Country at its very first screening in the Northern Territory.
It is good. It is a bit heartbreaking at the end. The movie is pretty sad, and thinking about the past while watching the movie, the history of our mob that been treated like that back in the days, and it was really sad at the end, so it touched all of our hearts as well to see that we hear about the stories from our grandfathers than we actually saw it on movie. Yeah?
I think it's a very important story. It's one that hasn't been told, and I'm sure it's going to make people listen and actually think about the history of Australia and where we've all come from and what's happened in the past that no one's ever really talked about. So I think it's amazing story.
It's a fantastic movie and it's so great. It shows you what Aboriginal people have been through, and you can really be like sympathetic over them and that, like, not know, because many people don't know what they go through, because they actually get a lot of stuff, especially back then.
Territory audiences responding to Sweet Country at its first screening in his hometown of Alice. Warwick Thornton, that's an interesting view, isn't it? Because yes, you get a lot of people like...
That was a bit biased, because I recognised the voice in there and it was my daughter. So there's one there that, yeah, which she didn't proceed to mention that her dad made the bloody movie.
And well done too, you know, there we are. She's got a good performance background.
I paid her to say that.
Well, that aside, the fact that you obviously rigged it so that one of them would be your daughter, the fact that it's not responses from film producers or festival directors, it's not the film world responding, it's the real folk.
That's Territorians. Yeah, that's absolute Territorians, and that's really empowering. You know, we've got a, you know, the whole Australia's amazing in that, but, you know, we need to learn a lot more about our past so we can make them better decisions about our future, you know. And as, you know, the Territory, we all think we're rough and rugged, and, you know, we're still, you know, the frontier and that, but Territorians need to know the history. Just as much as everybody else.
But it's not a crusader film, if you know what I mean. You know, you can see films that crusade for something, but this brings you to the characters. It involves you at a gut level and a heart level.
It's shades of grey, and, you know, the most important thing, that it needed to be entertaining, and it needed to actually be a true rollicking western, you know, with guns and horses and BO and, you know, beards and all that kind of stuff. So that's what it needed to be foremost. And because as soon as you start dictating to people and you make it sort of like there's going to be an exam after the movie, as soon as you try and do that to people, they're just not going to come. You know what I mean? People just want to be entertained, and that's what this film does foremost.
The Australia Day weekend seemed like a reasonable weekend to release it. It's in the cinemas now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, before you grab your flag and turn it into a cape, watch the movie and you might, you know, you'll have a better knowledge of why you're turning your flag into a cape.
I don't like asking this question, but I do like asking this question of filmmakers, which is, it's a great film, but what are you doing now?
There's lots of things. You know, I've got an agent in LA and an attorney and all that sort of stuff. So there's a whole lot of scripts I need to read. I've got a couple of scripts that I've written. There's all sorts of strange things happening, yeah.
When do you get back to the Alice again? When do you get to hometown?
Not sure at the moment. I'm a bit crook at the moment. I just flew back from Sundance Film Festival in America, in Utah, which was 2 days ago, and I'm in Brisbane at the moment because we, you know, did some Q&As last night, and tomorrow I'm in Adelaide, and then the day after I'm in Perth. And then I've got another film called We Don't Need a Map that's about to be released in cinemas as well. A documentary, so I'm going to have to do it all again, so I won't be back in Alice for quite some time.
You will need a map at some point, although you've got to draw yourself back to the centre at some time. Thanks a lot. How did it go in Sundance? How do they like it in Sundance?
Oh, they loved it. You know, all the screens were sold out, and the Americans recognise it's almost a big Western movie, so they enjoyed it for that. There's a lot of information in the film that in the Q&As that they asked about they didn't understand, the sort of displacement of indigenous people and that sort of slave labour for flour, sugar, tea, and all that part of the history they never knew about. And they're sort of like, well, that's your history as well, because the Americans did exactly the same thing. So they started recognising themselves in it, which was fantastic.
It's great to catch up, mate. Thanks so much for spending some time with us on ABC Radio. We really appreciate it. And now you've got a year or more to wait. I'm hoping that at one point holding the best foreign film, as they like to call it, at the Oscars.
Yeah, a foreign film. Yeah. Absolutely.
Not of us, not one of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Good to catch up. Cool. Thanks so much for your time, and congratulations, Sweet Country. It's well worth a look.
No worries, brother.
ABC Radio, Darwin, Windmark.